This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. government is set to shut down for the third time in 2 years after lawmakers failed to reach agreement on measures to secure the border with Mexico. Both the House of Representatives and the Senate have adjourned for the night, that's Friday night, and will not return before midday on Saturday, meaning a midnight deadline about an hour from now will pass with no agreement. Earlier, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans and Democrats had agreed to suspend any more votes until a final deal on funding of the government is reached.
The Senate has voted to proceed the legislation before us in order to preserve maximum flexibility for productive conversations to continue between the White House and our Democratic colleagues.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said there is no way that President Trump will get the $5 billion he wants to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
As we said to President Trump a week ago, his wall does not have 60 votes here in the Senate, let alone 50 votes. That much is now clear.
President Trump has been determined and has demanded $5 billion for the wall and has said the shutdown could last a long time. Russia, China, and Iran sought to meddle in the U.S. recent midterm election, but their actions did not compromise the election infrastructure that would have prevented voting, changed votes, or counting, that is, or disrupted the ability to tally voting. UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed a deal for a ceasefire around the vital port city of Hodeidah in Yemen. United Nations will be monitoring the ceasefire and deploying an advance team. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has called on those who have sexually abused children to turn themselves in. He devoted a large part of his annual address to the governing Curia to the crisis that has rocked the Catholic Church. That story now from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Pope Francis said the Church has for some time been firmly committed to eliminating the evil of abuse, but in his annual speech to the Curia ahead of Christmas, he acknowledged there remain consecrated men who continue to abuse the vulnerable, taking advantage of their position and their power of persuasion. The Pope added that these men perform abominable acts, yet continue to exercise their ministry as if nothing had happened. They have no fear of God or his judgment, he said, but only of being found out and unmasked. Francis has come under fire for his handling of a sex abuse scandal in the Chilean church and acknowledged he made grave errors in judgment in that case. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Some 3 tons of African ivory sat in an unmarked crate in a Cambodian fort for more than a year until a tip from the U.S. Embassy led authorities to break it open and discover the country's largest ever haul of trafficked ivory. Port laborers who recently gathered outside the facility told a reporter that no one had ever showed up to claim the valuable cargo. According to the World Wildlife Fund, between 20,000 and 30,000 African elephants are killed each year in order to harvest their ivory. The U.S. Supreme Court has not let and will not let the Trump administration begin enforcing a ban on asylum for any immigrants who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
Saying he was taking action in response to caravans of migrants making their way through Mexico to the U.S. border, President Trump issued a proclamation last month automatically denying asylum to those who enter the country without going through official border crossings. When a federal judge blocked it from taking effect, the administration appealed, saying the order was too broad. But Chief Justice John Roberts and the court's 4 more liberal justices rejected the administration's suggestion for narrowing it. New Justice Brett Kavanaugh and the 3 other conservative justices sided with the administration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Alistair saying and announcing his interest in holding another summit with North Korean leader, the Kim Jong-un, President Trump appeared to be going against his administration's plan to have working-level officials lead denuclearization talks. While the United States remains committed to talks with North Korea, it is unclear right now if President Trump's diplomacy can make progress with Pyongyang. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.